rest of the story. Few Indians in American history gave the white man more trouble than Apache Chief Geronimo. His true Indian name was Goyathale, but Geronimo was what his old enemies, the Mexicans, called him. And Geronimo's reign of terror lasted most of 3 decades. Predictably, the man who put an end to it became a hero. Henry Lawton. Henry was a strapping 6'4" lieutenant in the United States Army, a veteran of 28 major engagements in the uncivil war, recipient of the Congressional Medal of Honor, and yet it was for his spectacular pursuit and capture of one cunning Indian in the year 1886 that Lawton would be remembered. The lieutenant led his men 1,400 miles through the Sierra Madre Mountains in the white heat of summer, forcing the surrender of Geronimo and his warriors on September 5. But this is the rest of the story. Over the next dozen years, the man who defeated Geronimo rose steadily through the Army ranks from lieutenant to major, lieutenant colonel to colonel, in 1898 to brigadier general, just in time for the Spanish-American War. Before the smoke had cleared in Cuba, Henry Lawton would be promoted once more to major general and military governor of the province of Santiago. Yet for an old warhorse like Lawton, the role of peacetime provincial administrator was an unfulfilling one. So he started drinking, so noticeably, in fact, that President McKinley removed Lawton from his gubernatorial post. In McKinley's presence, General Lawton swore off the bottle, and his reward was a fighting job in the Philippines. A rebellion needed putting down. In March 1899, the man who defeated Geronimo arrived in Manila. His deep-down sympathy for the rebel cause would not interfere with his duty. He would take the offensive every chance he got, wearing a large white helmet by which he might easily be identified. He would manage to get as close to the front line fighting as he possibly could, thus to inspire his men. On the morning of December 19, he got too close. A bullet in the chest ended the brilliant military career of the man who had defeated Geronimo. And thus, however strangely, did the scales balance. It is of such incredible coincidences that superstitions are made. The Apaches might have said that Henry Lawton had it coming, that this was proof. But the most you and I can say is that sometimes life just happens that way. For you see, the insurgent commander who opposed General Lawton in his last battle in the Philippines, the rebel general who ordered the shots fired that killed the man who defeated Geronimo, that general was Lucherio Geronimo. Now you know the rest of the story.